Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
Well, it wasn't only Franklin Graham, it was also Robert Jeffress, a well-known pastor from Texas. And here's what he had to say about the source of the vaccine being derived from aborted babies.
Well, look, first of all, we would never abort babies to provide a vaccine. But if we're talking about something from babies that were already aborted, I would just remind people the whole Christian message is that Christ, who was innocent, died for us and brought something good out of that unjust death. And I think if lives can be saved, even from the unrighteous killing of a baby, that there's something to be gained there. So I would not refuse the vaccine on that point alone.
That's actually a very difficult one to even listen to consider what Robert Jeffress said there. By taking that line of rationalization, you're basically giving cover or room to say to people who are for abortion that, well, look what good has come out of abortion, and that from these aborted human beings, we have developed a vaccine, so to speak, that can help people today. No. Now, the left, of course, can't stand Franklin Graham and Robert Jeffress because they were both very outspoken Trump supporters. But now, when they favor a leftist cause like getting the vaccine, and by the way, it is a leftist cause. It's all from Joe Biden on down, the administration, mainstream media. The big push is for everyone to get the vaccine. It's not that conservatives are against vaccines or even many people get this vaccine. And if you did, that's fine. Our point is that this is not a vaccine, a traditional vaccine. It's not totally effective. We don't know what the ramifications of an mRNA vaccine are long term. And why all the pressure for everyone to get it when there's such a big propaganda campaign? What's wrong with it? The Bloomberg News Organization came out with an article in response to Franklin Graham and Robert Jeffress encouraging Christians to get the vaccine. And they're, of course, a very leftist worldview news organization. And they say this. Now, just look at all the propaganda in here. 3 months into the U.S. effort to inoculate its way to herd immunity. Again, no one's inoculated because you can still get the virus even if you get vaccinated. And herd immunity, that happens as a result when people are actually immune to the virus, and that's not happening through the vaccine. So even the first phrase of the first sentence isn't correct. And then they go on to say, white evangelical Christianities. Notice the race politics here. White evangelical Christianities' biggest names are coming out in favor of COVID-19 vaccines. Their followers' response suggests that won't be enough to overcome the country's largest pocket of vaccine resistance, just as infections are rebounding. So there's the fear at the end. Infections are rebounding. What's the matter with these white evangelicals? They're the largest pocket of vaccine resistance. Why is it that white evangelicals, if this is in fact true, why are they the biggest pocket of vaccine resistance? What is it about their worldview that is distrusting of getting the vaccine? Well, I think maybe the program later on will hopefully answer that question today. Franklin Graham had told his Facebook followers this week that Jesus Christ would advocate vaccination, basing his interpretation on the biblical parable of the Good Samaritan. I read that earlier. The posting came after a run of appearances from megachurch leader Robert Jeffress on Fox News and the Christian Broadcasting Network, telling viewers that Christianity encourages looking out for others. There's always, whenever they use the statement of love your neighbor to justify anything, watch out. Their statements could persuade holdouts as the U.S. rushes to get shots in arms and fast-spreading COVID-19 variants take hold across the country. But again, we were just told by the CDC the vaccine doesn't keep you from getting a variant. They're recommending no travel to Canada, and we know the vaccine doesn't even keep you from getting COVID. It's just incredibly confusing and delusional. So I want to be clear that I'm not saying don't get the vaccine because, okay, it's minimally effective. If you want to get it, go ahead and get it. But remember, you're not safe from COVID if you do get it, and you might have a reaction from the vaccine, and who knows what the long-term effect of this mRNA gene technology will be.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. find out more about the Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.